Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Give me back my books.
David Ellis is the owner of D&J Precision Custom Firearms and Ammo in Cumberland County. Really, I think it's Lower Allen Township, Pennsylvania. So their Friday Night Lights have a booster club. Booster club's got to get 50 grand a year. That's a lot. They do a raffle there that's popular because it involves a weapon, a gun. And they have an angry parent who goes to the school board, goes to the school going nuts. Are you crazy? What happens there? Does the booster club have to stop doing that, or does the raffle increase? David Ellis joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, David, where's your shop? Where's Cumberland County? Give us some kind of a way that we know exactly where that is.
Yeah, absolutely. The exact location of the shop is in Le Moyne, Pennsylvania. My shop is in a little plaza called the Hoover Plaza or State Street Plaza, right beside the tobacco company cigar shop, which we're still, even though our township is a little different, we're close enough to Cedar Cliff that we can hear on Friday nights. When you talk about the Friday Night Live, you can hear the band music. And there's nothing like it for those of us who love those Friday Night Lights. So,
sure.
But, yeah, so, we're right there. We're very close.
So they have to raise 50 grand a year, new helmets and all sort of stuff as a booster club. And we know that football is huge where you are. And yeah. Do they come to you? Do they buy the weapon? Do you offer the weapon? What was up for the raffle, David? What's the weapon?
Yeah, so what we have, they came to me to see if I was able to do anything. And, of course, at that point in time, and I just wasn't interested in making profit on the firearms because I wanted to help the cause. Because, like you said, in this area, it's very common for people to own a firearm. And so they purchased a Glock 19 9mm Gen 5 from me. They purchased a Springfield Hellcat, which is a 9mm, a Smith & Wesson 2.0 Pro Series 9mm, a Radical MKX 3 semi-automatic 12 gauge, and a Savage Axis Overwatch 30-06 for really popular caliber for deer hunting here in Pennsylvania.
So this person made it, and you gave a great analysis to Zelina Zito, this article at the Washington Examiner, David. You said that we're not just handing all those weapons off to some kid who wins a raffle and drives up from kindergarten or something. Are you kidding
exactly.
me? You went
right,
through the whole
exactly.
process. If it's a pistol, they can't be under 21. If they won the rifle or
Correct.
Shotgun, they have to be 18. They have to fill out
Correct.
The federal 4473 form. Then they have the Pennsylvania State background check. And you also talked yeah. about something I really admired, that if you're in the process of selling someone a firearm, and they don't seem to have any interest in doing that relatively safely, then you said you have stopped the process at times.
Yes, that's correct. I have. I really like to screen people when they're purchasing a firearm. And when you get somebody coming in that doesn't want to really handle it and show that they could operate it safely, and they just look at it and say, yeah, I like that. I don't do purchases like that. And a lot of people who say that they're buying for the first time, and that they obviously show that they're new to it, I like to get some assurance that they're going to take some classes to learn. You know, that's not a law or anything that I'm required to require. It's just one of the safety precautions that I like to take.
Well, I hear you. Now, David, too, the reason this story intrigued me so much and we asked you to come on is the school didn't buckle, the Boosters Club didn't buckle, you didn't buckle, and
it was all done
responsibly, and the one angry parent could not stop something that was a good thing, major thing in the town, Friday night football in general, and responsible gun ownership. And again, communities like this, I bet people are not afraid there of Friday. In Philadelphia, we have a spasm of shootings at Friday night football,
right,
David? I bet there people are not afraid of that because it's responsible gun ownership. It's a culture there that's different.
Yes, very much a culture. And what we're seeing is that you're seeing the minority speaking up, trying to make it sound like they're the majority, and that is not the case here. In fact, before this interview, I was informed by one of the Booster Club people that I'm working with that Penn Live is supposed to be doing another article. They're just trying to create more controversy, saying there's discrepancies and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're trying hard. What they have succeeded at is that, because I attended a football game this past Friday. I was invited as a guest. And they're not allowed to sell the booster tickets at the football game. They have to do it privately off campus. And the West Shore School District has caved. Now, Cedar Cliff, the school itself, has not, but the school district has. And so that's why I have tickets at my gun shop for people to be able to purchase if they can't get a hold of a football player whose family may have some tickets for them to sell. They could always come. Anybody interested in tickets can come here.
Now, David, do you have it online? Do you have a website where people can go?
I don't have on my website, but the Cedar Cliff Football Booster Club does have a Facebook page where all the information is on their Facebook page for information, because they've been receiving donations from people out of state. They have a way that people can pay by way of PayPal. They're doing everything legal according to the state of Pennsylvania and what's required. And it's pretty exciting what's going on.
Well, absolutely. And David, just reading this, you are just the epitome, I think, of the type of person that we want to be involved in this industry. Just reading point by point what you said and talking with you today. So, David, thank you very much. Good luck with this. And I'm glad to hear that at least in Cedar Cliffs, that football team, that you can't cancel that. They're going to raise a lot of money.
That is correct. I think they ordered 2,000 tickets to sell. I think there are around 500 or 700 tickets that they have sold so far. So even though there's still a lot to go, I think they've broke records on all fundraisers that they've done so far. And I'd like to have it be just even more. I would love to see
so
that much more support.
People should go to the Facebook page, though. David, so you don't have a website per se, though, right?
No, but people are welcome to call my shop.
Okay.
At D&J Precision. That's D as in Delta, N as in November, J as in Juliet, and then Precision. The number is 717-255-0366.
And just real quick, Dom, he does have a website. It's dnjprecision.net. Just to be clear, though, that he doesn't have tickets for the Booster Club available on the website, but there is a website for his company, dnjprecision.net.
So that people can contact you for that, et cetera. And it's 717-255-0366.
That is correct.
Thank you, David. Let's see what happens
here. Thank you.
Hope we can help. All right, the point, Dan, why this got to me, I'm watching this story unfold over the weekend. Cherry Hill West, I know the area is a pretty good area there. Suddenly, they're playing Bridgeton, and they have gunshots near the stadium. The police were right. They continued the game. That's the third one in just a few weeks here. Academy Park, that's the biggie. Somebody was killed there. You have the West Philly shooting, Friday Night Lights. And I just thought, watching the media coverage of this, it was like, well, you know, it's a night game. Friday Night Lights. You got to worry about stuff like this. Well, I don't think they worry about it in a place like Cumberland County. So why is it here in the Philadelphia area, we have this and there, the ones that are attacked by the media, guys like this who are very responsible, they have a lot of guns. People own as many guns as cars, as he said. And yet, do we see that homicide? No, we don't see any of that. In fact, it's much more protective. It's a cultural thing.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.